Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? I got to tell you, what a program we have lined up for you today. Bob Owens from BearingArms.com is going to be here in just a second. Washington Free Beacon Stephen Gutowski is going to be here after Bob. More information is coming out about Katie Couric. You know, cutesy pie Katie Couric, formerly of every network on the planet. Now with Yahoo News, lead anchor, Yahoo News, whatever she calls herself over there, don't really care. Katie Couric's being exposed as a fake and a fraud. And we're going to do our part to help that story along with two great individuals who are writing about this, as they always can be trusted to do, pick this up. Number of things I want to talk with Bob Owens at BearingArms.com about. More content coming in, got to love that. And a number of things also with Stephen Gutowski, but very, very important that this exposure of Katie Couric and her Under the Gun documentary, you know, the supposedly objective look at gun violence in America, gun safety. We don't want to call it gun control, Katie said. We want to call it gun safety. Because gun control, she said, just sounds so, you know. What she means by just sounds so, you know, means it doesn't fit our narrative. We're changing the narrative. We're redefining the narrative. We're taking the language. We're stealing the language. But we've been exposing that to you for years on this program. And the Monster Show in particular. Katie Couric has been outed. America's little sweetheart is a flat-out bald-faced liar. And Katie Couric, who had 100% editorial control of her phony documentary, Under the Gun, which she tried to pass off as objective and unbiased, which is a joke in and of itself, we played you the clip with her on Stephen Colbert's show that showed you her true intention. We exposed that for you before the thing even aired. Now the stories are out of what she did to VCDL. Good friends of mine, good friends of yours. You hear the president of VCDL, Philip Van Cleve, on the show on a fairly regular basis. And we're certainly bringing him back to the Monster Show. We'll see if we can get him back for you this Memorial Day weekend. And talk a little bit about, about what Katie Couric did. It was nothing short of fraud. Let's go to Bob Owens on the Crossbreed Holster Hotline. Bob, how you doing today, my friend? Great to have you here. Thanks for joining me on short notice.
Really, always a pleasure to be here.
Well, I tell you, fraud here.
Yeah, it's an interesting day today, isn't it?
It's a big interesting day. Let's expose a little bit here. Let me go to your piece before I go over to Stephen Gutowski's. Now, he's going to be here later in the show. Well, let's start with you.
Mm-hmm.
The fraud in Gungate is real and should end Katie Couric's career. Bold statement from Bob Owens, someone we can always depend on to spit the truth out in the face of the regurgitated lies from the left. Let's start out with this. Let's bring listeners up to speed like your column does. You can read this at BearingArms.com. I encourage you to do this. Please head over there. This is going to be making national news in the coming days, I can promise you. And it is in its infancy as we discuss it with you now. On September 8th, 2004, what happened to Dan Rather Biased?
Dan Rather did a little broadcast in which he promoted something that later became known as the Killian documents, which 2 months out from George W. Bush's reelection campaign, going to the general election, they ran a story that suggested that Bush cheated in his Texas Air National Guard records. And they were trying to denigrate the president's service in the Texas Air National Guard. But a funny thing happened almost immediately. Various bloggers noted that, wait a minute, this series of documents that was supposed to be written in 1972-73 on a typewriter sure looks like the standard font for Microsoft Word in 2004. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And so after an investigation, CBS News had fired Mary Mapes, asked, I believe, three other executives to resign under duress. And less than a year later, Dan Rather stepped down before his expected retirement date. He was destroyed by a fraudulent document that they failed to vet. Now, that's different than what we're seeing from Katie Couric. Katie Couric did not, go out and, she was not presented with documentation that she failed to properly vet. What she did and what her directors did and what her team did, and she is the executive director, so she's ultimately responsible, she is in charge of a group that fraudulently edited a document so that the citizens, Virginia Citizens Defense League, appeared to not have an answer for one of her questions. This is fraud, boys and girls. They had an answer. They had a four-minute exchange. They immediately answered the question. They cited Supreme Court law that showed why Katie Couric's position was wrong and unconstitutional.
All right. This story is going to pop. I know you know this story is going to pop. It's going to get big legs. The Twitter universe, we're getting it out now as we speak. I don't want to point out exactly what you, Bob Owens, are talking about. So now radio is theater of the mind, okay? We have to set this up a little bit because we have two clips. One of them is a video clip of Katie Couric talking to the VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League members, correct?
Correct.
And you have it embedded in your post. Go ahead.
And keep in mind, this is Couric's voiceover. She wasn't even there for this. They added this audio in later.
Okay. We're going to play you the audio, and I want to set this video up for you so when you hear the audio, you know what you're looking at. You're going to see three or four members of Virginia Citizens Defense League who sat for how long with Katie Couric? A couple hours, right?
They sat all, between Van Cleve and the other members for more than 2 hours. They did not use any of Van Cleve's work at all, just like they cut John Locke's entire 2 hours that he sat with them. And they only selectively edited and shared a few moments out of all the time they spent.
All right, what I'm going to play you now is videotape, the audio of the video of the four members sitting in front of the cameras as the question is asked about background checks. After the question is asked, the camera cuts to three or four of the VCDL members' faces, showing them blank, staring, looking at the ground, failing to answer the question, making them look like they've been caught. Take a listen to this.
Let me ask you another question. If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?
They're looking around the room. They're looking down at the ground. They are silent. Stairs. And the music. Here is what happened during the actual interview before this aired.
If there are no background checks, how do you prevent, I know how you all are going to answer this, but I'm asking anyway, if there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from walking into, say, a licensed gun dealer and purchasing a gun?
Well, one, if you're not in jail, you should still have your basic rights, and you should go buy a gun.
So if you're a terrorist or a felon?
If you're a felon and you've done your time, you should have your rights.
Well, the fact is we do have statutes, both at the federal and state level, that prohibit classes of people from being in possession of firearms. If you're under 18 in Virginia, you can't walk around with a gun. If you're an illegal immigrant, if you're a convicted felon, if you've been...
The ensuing conversation left on the cutting room floor. On television, viewers saw the members of VCDL looking around confused, cut clips here and there, individual faces, four or five cameras trained on each individual separately, artfully edited and cut. And then the scary music in the background. Take a listen. Oh, we can't. See, there we go. We'll do that when we come back. This is fraud. This is absolute fraud. This should cost, in an honest environment, Katie Couric her job. We'll be back after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Very disturbing conversation right now. Very disturbing conversation. Because you know when these things happen, and we're going to continue to expose it, that it needs to be heard. Bob Owens, BearingArms.com, joins me now. Bob, I just played both of those. One was the, did I do an okay job in setting up the theater of the mind with the audio-video clip portion of it, do you think? Or do you want to enhance that? Go ahead and take it away.
No, I think you set it up just right. Kirk basically took one answer or one question and replaced the answer with another answer. Folks, just imagine you doing 2 hours of interviews and the person who interviewed you started slicing and dicing the questions and answers to completely change what you're saying. Is that anything other than overt and abject fraud, ladies and gentlemen? It cannot get any more deplorable than this. I would like to go ahead and call out Yahoo News, who Katie Kirk works for as their anchor. And I would like to call out Epix, which is the channel that is promoting this quote-unquote documentary. And I want them on the record as refusing to stand up for any sort of ethics, having any sort of standards in regards to this obvious fraud being perpetrated by a propaganda artist by the name of Katie Couric.
All right. I mean, you're absolutely correct. She should lose her job. No doubt she should lose her job about this. And I want to continue to expose this. This is manipulation. Let's find the right adjectives here. Okay, fraudulent, no doubt. Manipulative. You said propaganda artist. What are we missing? Anything else?
You know, I've got to wonder if this is criminally actionable.
I was just going to ask you, do you think this is criminal in any way? Do you think there's anything criminal here when you take someone's word? How do you?
I believe that this rises to the level of defamation. They sat here and fraudulently manipulated footage to make these members of the VCDL look like they were inarticulate, unintelligent, when in fact they had incredibly well-reasoned and constitutionally supported arguments for their position. So, yes, I would like to see VCDL perhaps take Couric and her production company to court over this for defamation.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Phil yet, but I'm going to reach out to him today. You know, these stories are coming to light right now, and in real time as we talk about this. Bob, let's go to John Lott. I'm angry about this. You know how passionate all of us are about this every day. This is why these shows exist, both of my shows. It's why you write what you do, to expose this. And this is what we as law-abiding people have to face. Katie Couric had to come out on the Colbert Show and say how this was an objective look at gun violence in America. And then we see this. I can assume that there was more shenanigans, that this wasn't the only one. Would you think that'd be a safe assumption?
Well, this is certainly the one she got caught for, but I think it is very fair to say that Katie Couric is a fraud. She is a liar, and she is untrustworthy.
Do you think anything will happen to her because she is this, you know, little cutesy Katie Couric? She's the left's little darling. You know, she's that smiley, happy-go-lucky face of NBC News, NBC Today, CBS News, the same place Dan Rather worked. Is anything, will the left go after her? Will they expose this? Will anything happen to her?
It really depends. Right now, her employer is Yahoo News. Her past employers are probably not going to say a whole lot. We need to hold Yahoo News to hold their feet to the fire for their primary anchor and the fraud that she committed. We should hold Epic's film channel, which is promoting this fraudulent documentary, on their network. They should be held accountable. They said that they are standing behind the movie and their quote-unquote creative and editorial judgment. So Epics is standing behind fraud and propaganda. They need to be held accountable. This is a new online channel, or excuse me, this is a new entertainment venue on demand, online, and on TV. Epics.com is their website. They need to be held accountable for backing fraud. So, you know, we need to hit these people where it hurts, which is in the wallets, because obviously they could care less about ethics.
Yeah, I'm wondering how the best way to go about this would be. Well, you know, think out loud a little bit, and we'll talk off air, I'm sure, and pull together the written word and spoken word to get this information out to as many people as we possibly can. Yahoo News needs to be held accountable. Yahoo News needs to hear from you, is who they need to hear from. Yahoo News needs to feel the heat and the pressure. Can Katie Couric ever be trusted again, ever, after this?
I would say absolutely not.
Here's a bold question for you. Did you ever trust Katie Couric prior to this, or does this just cement what you already knew? This just reinforces what you're...
This reinforced what I suspected. You know, Dan Rather had his career destroyed for his underlings not doing their jobs. Katie Couric is the executive producer and narrator of this film. She knew damn well what she was doing, and she needs to be held accountable.
Okay, well, we're going to, obviously, we're not going to let this go. When Stephen comes on, I want to talk with him. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, you referenced his piece at the Washington Free Beacon. The audio of this should be on every major newscast across the country tonight on the networks, but it won't. But it won't. It won't. Fox News may pick it up. I don't know. Drudge, they tend to run a lot of stuff coming out of Bering Arm. You guys get a lot of publicity there. Certainly Stephen Gutowski does. So we're going to continue to put this up in front of those news sources, those reporting sources, Bob, that will pick up and run your piece, and we'll pick up and run Stephen's piece and get this out there, and we'll certainly blow up social media and Facebook, where we have very large presences, all of us, and get this word out. Tremendous reporting. Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. Thank you, Bob, for your assistance in exposing this and for jumping on this program to talk about it in no uncertain terms. Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. This is what you get. This is what the truth faces every single day, is this lie and crap. We'll be back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, a really unbelievable conversation today as this is breaking. Really, really incredible stuff. Not unexpected. Not unexpected. These are the things we know. This is not, I shouldn't say not unexpected. I should say shocking. Not shocking. So we'll go right back to the Crossbreed Holster Studio hotline here, and we're going to talk with the individual who, as usual, breaks this stuff, man, Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon. Stephen, pleasure to have you here, man. I'm glad you could come on in such a, you know, you and Bob able to jump on the program in real time like this is great. I appreciate it. This is a huge story. Is this going to get some big legs? I hope it does. You think it will?
Yeah, I think it will, actually. I've had NPR, CNN, Politico, and the New York Times all contact me about the story. So I think people are taking it seriously.
All right. They're taking it seriously. Politico, NPR, CNN. Is anybody at Yahoo taking this seriously?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, actually, because I reached out to Yahoo News as well, and haven't heard anything back from them. I reached out to Katie Couric. I reached out to the director of the documentary. Haven't heard anything back from any of them. I did get a response from Epix, which is the cable channel that's currently airing the documentary, and they're standing behind Couric in the documentary. So,
what does that say about Epix?
Yeah, good question. They said they. They fully, you know, seem to understand what happened with the deceptive edit, and they said they stand behind the editorial, the creative and editorial judgment of Katie Couric and the documentary's director. So people can decide for themselves about that.
Let me ask you this. Let's have some fun here. When you, who are a reporter who gets who's out seeking the truth, when you find something like this, first off, how did you find it? What made you even look there? Did you get a call from Phil Van Cleave and say, "Hey, Stephen, hey man, this what didn't happen this way"? How did you get notified? And I don't mean to do. I don't want you to expose anything, but
no. I mean, Phil Van Cleave, the VCDL, they were aware of what had happened, right? They're the ones who agreed to do the interview because they tend to do a lot of these interviews, even with people they know are unfriendly to them. Smartly, somebody there recorded the interview. And then when the documentary came out and they watched it, they said, you know, that's not what happened. And I reached out to them and for more information on it, and they provided it. And it's pretty clear cut, you know?
When you call, this is fascinating. Sean, add another hour today. We could have a great time with this one, Stephen. When you find this out, I'm going to have some fun. Do you get a tingle up your leg, brother?
You had to salivate at this one.
You had to think, wow, this is really good here.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that was like, it's dead to rights, you know? There's really no question about it. It's not, you know, we have deceptively edits in our, we use the word deceptively in our news piece. This isn't an opinion piece. And that is a very high bar to clear, to use that kind of language in a Free Beacon news report. And so this clearly does, in my opinion, you know, in our judgment, this is clearly not a matter of opinion. This is a deceptive edit, and there's evidence to back that up.
Yeah, that's deceptive. I'll let you guys say that in your circles. I can say fraudulent on my show, and to me it's fraud. To me it's nothing short of pure fraud that should cost Katie Couric at the minimum what Dan Rather was caught when he was exposed. I stand by that statement. This is fraudulent stuff. Look, we have to fight this battle every darn day. And this is what? Now any honest person can see what it is we have to fight. Now, I think Epics, if this gets the legs that I hope it gets, that I know you'll get, you're fully capable of getting it, already you sound like you are, if this gets those legs, Epics is going to have a difficult time with this one. They're going to have a tough time. Question for you. Does Katie Couric not think that something like this is going to come out? Does she think the people she's interviewing are going to forget what they said and aren't going to say, "Hey, wait a minute here, that didn't happen"?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question, I think. I wonder if they knew that there was someone recording, because you think it's a lot harder to prove that something has been edited deceptively edited to make someone look foolish if you don't have the raw, audio or the raw video of the full interview. And so maybe that's what they were counting on. I don't know. It's hard.
That would seem to make sense. That's a great point.
Do something like this.
It is. Unless they believe that they are so high above the rest of us that they can get away with this. We can see. I like to use that. My phrase is, you know, control the masses, control the media. You control the media, you control the masses. And you control the masses, you control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses is what I like to say. And I think they feel that they are so far above us because they control. They have the pen. They have the ink. They're the ones that write about it, right?
Right.
It's very hard to go after them to get that information if it's been left on the floor. What can John Lott say other than they interviewed me for roughly 4 hours and they didn't make it, none of it made it? Well, we threw it out. We didn't like what he had to say. You and me both know why they didn't like what he had to say, because they couldn't refute it. They couldn't twist it, okay? They couldn't make him look bad, so they didn't want to use it. So my next question.
Go ahead. Phil Van Cleve was also interviewed himself for about 2 hours for this documentary, and he doesn't appear anywhere in it either. So it seems they've interviewed a number of program voices and then just flat out didn't include them.
Not surprising. How do you describe it? I should say shocking, but not surprising. But to me, mm-hmm. this doesn't shock me. I do this all day. This does not shock me. None of it does. I just think it's fascinating that we have this recording and how it came about, because without this piece of evidence, we would have never, ever been able to have this conversation, and Katie Couric would yet again have gotten away with it. So that begs this question. When you have, 80,452 freedom-loving Americans gathered in Louisville, Kentucky, for a huge weekend with the National Rifle Association meetings, and about, what, three dozen anti-gunners, Facebook followers of Shannon Watts and the like at Moms Demand Action in every town. And they're talking about, they're showing this documentary and salivating over this documentary. This documentary is everything we've been saying. Now it's exposed as a lie. You think they'll come out and shame Katie Couric and say, wow, you've made us look bad? Or are they just going to run with it too?
I think you probably know the answer to that one.
I just want to hear your response.
Or Shannon wants to come out and criticize Katie Couric on this. Not at all.
So they're going to stand by this. And doesn't that show their deceptiveness also and their willingness to deceive in the face of what is absolutely 100% hard evidence? You've got 20 seconds to end that question.
Yeah, I mean, I lay the blame for all this squarely on the filmmakers, especially Katie Couric, because her name is the one at the top of this whole thing. So, those are the people that I'm most concerned with hearing from. They haven't talked to me yet. Maybe they'll talk to someone like CNN or Politico, but they haven't gotten back to me, and I'm really interested to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, I want to talk about how you approach them and what you want to know from them and what kind of responses you get when you find stuff out like this. I'm going to kind of get into the weeds with you on that. Stephen Gutowski, Washington Free Beacon, and you're hearing it here on Armed American Radio.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster studios with you for the final segment of today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with my special guest, Stephen Gutowski of the Washington Free Beacon, who popped yet again another huge story that has, should have the potential in, but this is an upside down world. This is a world where Hillary Clinton skates with her emails. This is a world where people actually pay attention to a dopey actor by the name of Leonardo DiCaprio telling them and lecturing them about global warming as he flies around the world on private jets doing everything. This is a world where the media allows someone like Hillary Clinton to lecture us on guns as she is surrounded by guns. This is a crazy upside-down world, and in a fair, real American world, Katie Couric wouldn't have a job. The rest of the mainstream press would be all over this because it makes them look bad. Stephen, isn't that a fair statement? Doesn't it make the rest of them look bad when other reporters get caught doing this kind of crap?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, it makes the profession look bad. It's incredibly unethical. Katie Couric is one of the biggest names in the mainstream news media, and for her to be part of something like this, of clearly unethical behavior, it puts a black eye on the entire industry.
All right, I'm going to play the audio portion of the video. Now, I can see the video. And again, I want to let you know, I want to play that theater of the mind for you that radio is, because you can't see it, you can only hear it. We cannot see Katie Couric in the video. We can only see the members of VCDL. They are being asked a question, as Bob Owens led on in the previous segments, two segments ago, in the beginning of the show, the top of the hour, that Katie Couric's audio was edited in on this too. This is just videotape, and you're hearing the audio as Katie Couric asks the question about felons and background checks, and the videotape shows 10 to 15 seconds of the VCDL group just sitting there, individual camera cuts, staring off into space, looking away from what appeared to be the questioner, staring down at the ground, chewing on their lips, and not answering the question. Take a listen. This is about a 20-second clip. Here you go.
Let me ask you another question. If there are no
background checks for gun purchasers. How do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?
Staring around the room, looking down at the floor. Now listen to the music. Busted. They busted him. Katie Couric just busted him. Virginia Citizens Defense League, some of the best in the business, Stephen. Boy, if you watch this and don't know what we're talking about, just got popped and exposed on film, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's clearly what they're trying to impart to people, that Katie Couric asked this question and that no one in the group had an answer for it. That's obviously what they're trying to get across.
Now let's go ahead and play the answer that you exposed with the audio clip that you got. Take a listen to what really happened.
If there are no background checks, how do you prevent, I know how you all are going to answer this, but I'm asking anyway, if there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from walking into, say, a licensed gun dealer and purchasing a gun?
Well, one, if you're not in jail, you should still have your basic rights, and you should go buy a gun.
So if you're a terrorist or a felon?
If you're a felon and you've done your time, you should have your rights.
Well, the fact is we do have statutes, both at the federal and state level, that prohibit classes of people from being in possession of firearms. If you're under 18 in Virginia, you can't walk around with a gun. If you're an illegal immigrant, if you're a convicted felon, if you've been adjudicated insane, these things are already illegal. So what we're really asking about is a question of prior restraint. How can we prevent future crime by identifying bad guys before they do anything bad? And the simple answer is you can't. And particularly under the legal system we have in the United States, there are a lot of Supreme Court opinions that say, no, prior restraint is something that the government does not have the authority to do. Until there is an overt act that allows us to say, that's a bad guy, then you can't punish him.
And that goes on for another 2.5 minutes, Stephen.
Yep.
A well-thought-out answer. And again, I'm going to go back to the 20 seconds. I have got to play this one. Take a listen to what made it on air. This is a 20-second clip. Sean, you might have to bump this audio, but here you go right now.
Let me ask you another question. If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'll let you take that. I'm speechless.
The thing to me that's really devious here is it's not that they just like didn't include the answer, cut out the answer. It's that they manipulated the video and audio to make it seem like there was no answer, because the silence lasts for 9 seconds in the documentary after Katie Couric asks that question. When in reality, in the raw audio tape, you can hear that the first answer comes within a second. So they completely manipulated what actually transpired here and put something forth that's utterly deceptive and unethical.
If you can get a hold of him. Don't expose this. I don't want to ask a question that I'll ask the question. You can tell me I don't want to go there right now. And I completely understand, because you haven't yet talked to them. I don't believe they're going to talk to you. I think they're going to remain silent for the time being, and that's going to be deadly for them, because this type of show will be exposing this. The audio of this show is available for anybody that wants to listen to it, including news organizations who can hear us discussing it. And hear those two played back to back, or they've probably already done it by looking at your piece or Bob Owen's piece. Will she talk at some point, do you think, in your professional opinion?
Yeah, I think so. At some point, she's going to have to. Not to me, I'm sure, to be honest. I mean, this is a common thing at the Free Beacon. Often we'll break a story that somebody is going to have to respond to at some point because it's such pressing news, and generally what happens is they don't talk to us. They talk to CNN or Politico, sure, or whoever else that they kind of probably view a little more favorably than Free Beacon.
How do you deal favorably when the audio and the video are here? How do you deal fairly or appear to deal? How do you deal, I don't want to say fairly, how do you make it appear to her that you're dealing fairly when you have this, and this is damning evidence. How do you manipulate those questions when you are when you have this audio?
Oh, you know, with this, I just directly ask about the deceptive edit. I mean, there's really not two ways about it. You know, basically, I'll give you an example. When I asked Epics for comment, which they gave me, I just sort of summed up what's written in that story and asked them if they were going to continue to back the documentary and continue to air it. And they said yes.
Okay, I have a feeling that we've got more coming. We're getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio. Stephen Gutowski, amazing work at the Free Beacon. As always, thank you for being on this. Thanks for getting this out there. We will certainly do our part here to make sure that this is exposed and that Katie Couric is punished for this, however you describe punished. Stephen, thank you, man. Thank you for everything you do. This is the power of the truth.
Well,
Stephen Gutowski, you're very welcome. Thank you very much. At Stephen Gutowski on Twitter, Washington Free Beacon. Man, this is what you get. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That's why we named this the Daily Defense. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your clubs and never watch anything from Katie Couric. She's a fraud and a liar.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.